As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks to our guests. Thanks to Carly Bell. Thanks to also Chris Emma and Gabe Ramirez, and also Russ Dorsey for putting up with us. That's basically the name of that, too.
So we had, like, Carly, Russ,
Emma,
Gabe. That's a lot of guests packed in here.
It is. So thanks in part also to Ray Diaz, who helps get them here. Robbie Triano, who is going to be sad about Frank Ragnow for a while. Brandon Fryer for helping out, and also our video crew. Of course, that's Matt Anaya, Connor O'Donnell, and Jenna Duddleston. And now we bring in Mr. Holmes and Mr. Spiegel, as I'm still trying to process whether or not this news about Tibbs is real. I mean, it is, but still.
It's real.
No, it's real. If Shams has got it, it's real. And he's going to be out.
Well, last time I had a question about whether or not Shams had news that was real in the NBA, I was rage-filled. This is just, man.
All right, so I think you only fire a coach like this who just made the Eastern Conference Finals if you've got a big fish or two. So I've got two names. You guys probably kicked him around.
Mike Malone,
the former Nuggets coach, and Jay Wright, the former Nova coach with all those Nova kids there. I'm telling you, New York would flip. And Jay Wright, Mike Malone has New York ties. Wright, I think, does too, but that dude's just been golfing and having some fun.
He's been on CBS.
Uh-huh.
First thing talking about the tournament, as you might say.
I think that's a safer job, the CBS one.
Oh, sure.
He can ride that one out.
Depends, but sometimes people get that fire again.
That itch?
They get that itch. This is a great job.
I was telling Layla, I was like, this is the Knicks with a good roster. That's in a weak East.
The Knicks with a decent roster.
No, I think it's a good roster, and it's a weak East.
I think that they're good.
I'm with you, Marshall.
I think that if it were a good roster, they'd be playing in the championship, because then they would have enough pieces to actually play more than seven guys. Plus, you also have a guy in Karl-Anthony Towns that everyone is ready to move on from because he doesn't do defensive rotations well. And the fact that that story came out hours after they were eliminated.
Not minutes, but hours.
Let's you know that there were people on the inside of that have been waiting to tell the story of Karl-Anthony Towns for a long time.
I agree with all of that, but like, Thibs doesn't use enough guys.
Yeah, I would go with that, Lawrence, over that he doesn't have enough guys. He doesn't have enough quality guys, but this is the world and the second apron and everything else, and we get into that part of it. But I think the basic understanding here is the fact that they didn't believe that Tom Thibodeau could take this team to the next level. And to your point on Kat, you didn't need the guys in the locker room saying it. The tape tells the tale.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, that's always what we say about the NBA playoffs, right? Is that half-court tape
Isn't he making twice as much as Jalen Brunson?
Is it? I don't.
I think he is.
He's making way more, but I don't know if it's quite twice as much. Because Jalen and his salary kicks up another level next year, too.
Has somebody checked on Perk? Because he loves Tibbs.
Well, you know, it's interesting. My brother, who's a hardcore Knicks fan, season ticket holder, and two of my nephews, I started a text thread with them while we were also texting about it in the show thread. And those Knicks fans are like, good riddance. Yay.
They had
like,
gotten to the point.
They had gotten to the end game with Tibbs, like hardcore, close to the team viewers, and I was surprised. I mean, he was outcoached by Carlisle,
sure,
but he had moments where he wasn't late. That game five where they moved out and they started defending Halliburton from like 50 feet, but then Indiana, made adjustments back. Tibbs got outcoached.
Speaks. Go back to game one. What happened at the end of game one can't happen. That's what got him fired.
You're right.
That's what got, because it's a completely different series if they just win the game the way they were going to win the game.
That's what lost the series.
And that's what lost him his job, because ultimately, here's the thing about Tom Thibodeau. Great coach, great defensive tactician, but the adjustment part, he's been doing the same thing his entire career, and the inability to make adjustments on the offensive end, that's what killed him this season.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did expand the roster. He started using Landry Shamet and a couple other dudes in the conference finals. But he should have been.
When Brunson got in foul trouble.
He should have been all along, probably.
Karl-Anthony Towns made twice as much money as Jalen Brunson this year.
Straight up.
Woof.
$49 million for him, $24 million for Jalen. And Jalen is going to get the bump next season.
But he still
took less than he could have taken.
That's fair.
Cat was unguardable for several stretches in that series.
When he chooses to be, he can be.
But he did. He did attack. And he was even attacking in game six. The defensive issues are massive.
And then you'd be like, oh, they're playing 5-on-4. Yeah. Oh, here comes Cat. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
That happened too often in the Eastern Conference final.
It also just makes me ask the question, who really... That was a trade where we all asked the question when it happened. Like, what was the intended use and production in all of this for each team?
I think that both teams actually... Like Julius Randle, I thought, played really well. Cat, for the most part, played pretty well.
It's funny. We talked about it a bunch during the year, Lawrence. And you said I thought it was a win-win. And I bristled initially because I'm like, man, Julius Randle is trash eventually. Like, because I've seen it with the Knicks. Trash is too strong. But he eventually was bad. He eventually was bad and passive and not super useful at the very highest level. And here you are saying the same thing about Cat.
It's not the same player, but they have similar weaknesses that they are incomplete, although can be spectacular at times.
Yeah, the better question at the time was...
But it worked for both. I'm sorry, Layla, but it worked for both teams up until the point that it didn't for both teams, which is fascinating.
We said it...
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We asked the same question. We came up with the same conclusion, but the better question ultimately was, why was a team who went to the Eastern Conference or the Western Conference Finals, the West, last year,
getting rid of Cat?
Bingo. Like, that was always it for me.
Well, that was salary. I think that was more salary driven than anything else. The the way they got rid of Cat to get, I guess, an expiring contract. I mean, you can look at the different parts of that trade, DiVincenzo included as well. But I think the other thing, looking at this and where it left, it's not like Tom Thibodeau didn't know what Cat was.
Yeah, because he had coached him.
Exactly. So that's where I think is another reason why he's gone, too.
Did he want him? I wonder if he wanted
him. He had to have wanted him.
Yes, he had to have wanted this. Yes, to make sense.
There's no world in which they traded for Cat last offseason without Thibs being
But the Knicks as an organization don't make sense.
But think about all the other players on that roster who do make sense to Thibs.
Right, which is why, like, the Karl Anthony Towns thing is kind of like...
And it hasn't been as unstable since Leon Rose has taken over.
And also early in the season, remember, this team couldn't beat a good team. Yeah. They just couldn't beat a good team.
So when we had Lawrence's buddy in Milwaukee on to talk about, you know, Giannis...
Jim Ozarski.
Yeah, with Jim Ozarski, and he was great. But man, was he smoking some copium. That dude.
About what?
He was saying, I don't think this is really Giannis asking out or Giannis even being ready to ask out. We've seen this before. And I know Bart Winkler says the same thing. It's been 8 years of maybe Giannis is going to leave and whatever. But how do you not connect this to the Knicks
what
asking
coach
Giannis?
Does Giannis want?
Yeah, how do you not go to that place for all of these possibilities? You go to that place with the Cooper flag. Possible trade. You go to that Giannis place with OKC and having all of their assets.
Nah.
This whole offseason, no, like Shams wrote when he wrote the story, the whole offseason is going to hinge on what happens with Giannis.
While that's true, in a way, I'll tell you this. If OKC wins this title and rolls like I think they're going to roll, wins in five or six.
Then they're not going to do
why,
that.
Why would they
get it.
With the way this salary stuff
okay.
is.
Okay, so take that option out of there.
Yeah.
But the Cooper flag thing and the Knicks thing, like the Giannis chip.
Giannis in New York makes a lot of sense, especially with his whole international players should be playing in big markets comment. Yeah.
We know Giannis's history when it comes to head coaches and permanence. Call come inside the house.
I mean, maybe. How many coaches has he played for in the last 2 years?
Was this
Giannis?
A prerequisite?
Four, right?
Lawrence, we just got a text from a pal. Leon Rose was Thibs' agent, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is, has this come from above Leon Rose? Is this Jim Dolan?
I think this is all Dolan.
This is why when it comes to the Knicks as an organization are...
The owner is still the owner.
Weird-ass, petty hobbyist. And you want the hobbyist. You want Rich Hobbyist, that guy.
We saw Rich Hobbyist at the Cubs game last week, actually.
What was he doing over there?
He was there with his kid enjoying the game. And I almost thought about screaming, what are you doing with the White Sox?
Mr. Hobbyist.
But I thought being in a Cubs jersey, that was probably a bad idea.
Rich Hobbyist took away the 78 from the White Sox.
Rich Hobbyist is about his business, though. He's not just Rich Hobbyist. He's Rich Businessman. The Fire are going to make a lot of money going forward.
They sure are.
Jason Leisure made a great point. In his Bears hit yesterday about Bears ownership and Sox ownership and really all ownership, that there should be a minimum threshold of wealth for sports owners because they should be rich hobbyists exclusively. Anytime it morphs into or becomes a family business, that is a recipe for disaster. And we've seen it so true. I mean, Reinsdorf has been running the family business. The McCaskies ran the family business. They couldn't get a stadium done for 40 years, and they've wanted one, essentially. And they didn't really pay until Kevin Warren convinced them to pay for a real head coach.
Yeah, the Cuban way is the way to go. Like, guy who makes a whole lot of money with his business, and then he becomes a rich hobbyist.
Except well, unfortunately, that then, he then ceded it to a different business operation. But I wouldn't call what they're doing hobbyists.
No. Wait. It's in Cuban sat there in pain. As they traded away his favorite player.
And then the NBA gave them the first overall pick. I said it.
Yeah, whoa. Gave is a strong word.
Envelope was icy.
I know you get it right.
So here's what we have coming up on the show today. We are going to sit down with Jeremy Piven. He is going to be in studio with us at 4 o'clock. Oh. We will talk about all of the cool new stuff that he's doing with his stand-up and his performance at the Vic. Cam Buckner. Illinois legislator, former Illini, he's going to be on the show. We'll ask him about the 78, and we'll ask him why are the Chicago legislators trying to keep the Bears in Chicago, and why So we'll talk with him about that. And then at 2:30, Nico Horner is going to join us, and we'll ask about the Cubs. You had an off day, and now they're not going to have an off day for quite a while.
There are 16 men hitting over 300 in MLB, and Nico Horner is one of them.
Hell yes, he is.
So we're going to do that, but we're going to start off talking a little bit about the Cubs and some stuff that you guys did that matches with some stuff that we were talking about as it pertains to the Cubs and rest. We'll do that after Tanny's Open next here on The Score.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.